Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors, a family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Get a complimentary tall drink when you buy a Starbucks Via iced coffee from Wednesday through Sunday. It only takes a few seconds to make some delicious, refreshing Starbucks Via iced coffee.
Hit the B square. Yeah.
All right, 4:13 at the Big 550 KTRS. Good afternoon. I'm Bill Cleveland. It's the Large Morning Show. It's time now for Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locally owned and operated stores in the St. Louis area. Stop in, say hello. They're online, too, at oric.com. And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes.
What's going on?
Not much, Bill. Don't get too excited about me being here. You've
got 2 drinks over there today.
I don't know. I'm not double fisting, man. I mean, people are going to get the wrong idea.
Now they are.
I don't double fist during the day. Okay,
You've got your regular beverage that you bring up from Starbucks, and then you have that overpriced water that you have over there.
You know what? Enough of the overpriced water stuff. Yes, I walk around with a Fiji water bottle, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, you just keep refilling it with tap water?
Exactly. People think I got status. I don't. I've got the same Fiji water bottle I have for like a month. I mean, see, I don't care if I leave it in the car and the sun bakes it and the little bits of the plastic and microbes go out. I don't care. It's fine. I just refill it wherever I go.
All right. I feel better about it now.
Okay.
All right. What's going on?
My day is fine so far, man. You know what was great last night? May 31st. It was like 60 degrees. It was brilliant, man.
It was cold.
I had to do a quick little stop at the store. I actually put my coat on. It was amazing. I loved it. It was awesome. I'm pretty sure you were hating it. You were lighting a fire in your house.
You know what? It wasn't too bad. It's not too bad.
He had his dog to keep him warm.
Yeah. What's up with that, by the way, Bill? I've heard.
Up with it?
No. I'm just asking. I know that you guys probably have already hit this a million times over, but
not a million.
I have heard that you've decided to become a pet owner. You've adopted a dog. That just seems very
I know, because I don't like people and things. But
you don't really like any. You're a real crotchety old man. Yeah. You know that? You really are.
I thought I needed a little help.
If people get to meet you the first time, they think you're like a 9-year-old guy with tons of Botox. They really would, because you come across like a guy who's been around for a long time and just hates everything. What kind of dog did you get?
A little Shih Tzu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be careful how you say that on the air.
I know. I'm being very careful.
It freaks me out because I do this Purina Animal Advice Show.
That's right. You're a pet advice talk show.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'm the whisperer of the dogs, but I will say that, you know, since like 06, I have been the voice of Purina in St. Louis, Missouri, for their Animal Advice Show. Heard Saturday is 9 a.m. That's right. The man who wears Angel for Men also talks to dogs. So, no, but people will call in. They'll say, oh, yeah, I got a question about my dog. Oh, yeah, what kind of dog is it? If they mention that breed, I almost freak out every time. I'm afraid that people are going to think, oh, my gosh, what are they talking about? But in an environment like that, people get it, you know?
Oh, sure. Right.
Yeah, so
it is the name. What are you going to do?
Now, so you get a male or a female?
It is a male.
Okay. All right, does that bother you?
But I have to tell you, when I was kind of looking for dogs, I'd always... A lot of people had said, well, you probably want to get a female dog for whatever reason. That's what most of my friends and family had said. So
they just assume things? Well, you know, Bill, knowing you, you should probably have a female dog.
No, not me in particular. Just in general, they had said that female dogs were maybe a little better behaved or something.
I've always thought my entire life that a female dog, honestly, because I've had male and female dogs, my whole life has been a series of dogs. That really is the secret of life, by the way. I mean, if you get a dog you like, you get a specific breed, you got about 10, 12 years with it, the dog's going to die. Guess what? You get a carbon copy down the street. Go to the Humane Society or something, just get yourself another dog. Life is a series of dogs. And if you pick the right breed and you stick to it, you're good, man. You're set. You're golden. So my question is, male dog, you think it's a good move, though? I mean, how old of a dog are we talking?
He's a year.
He's a
year
old. Adventurous around the leg?
Oh. No, he's not. Oh, you mean like humping me?
I was going to say humping.
You know what's weird, Joe, is that, he hasn't done any of that to me or my legs, but this is blankets. A blanket.
Yeah, now check this out. Now,
carry a blanket down the hall. He'll try and hump the blanket. Now, what is that
about? Look, for a period of time, all right, I was the proud owner, you don't want to say own like you own the dog, but whatever.
Yeah, you're an owner.
A very regal Maltese named Casey was once very, very much a part of my life, and my female Maltese would hump the heck out of blankets? Like,
what
like,
is it? I don't
get that. Now, I've asked multiple veterinarians about this. Some say that it is a dominance thing. They're establishing dominance over whoever has a smell on the blanket. They're basically saying, hey, you know, I own you or something like that, right? I actually had a veterinarian once tell me that he's kind of convinced that the dogs just like it. That they just dig it.
It feels good.
And that's why they do it. And I'm not making that up. I'm not going to out the person that said it, all right? But, yeah, I mean, you can hear them on the air with me tomorrow, so I just doubted them. But, no, I have been told that they just like it, and that is also kind of a dominance thing. Well, I've never really humped a blanket before. You hump blankets?
Well, I'm just saying any humping is usually a good thing, right?
I guess that's true. It's just there's a lot of dryness to it. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of dry.
Come on, Joe.
It's a blanket. Wait, you walking around with wet blankets? Are you walking around with wet blankets? No, I don't think so. So when you carry the blanket around, the dog just jumps on, takes a ride?
More or less, yeah.
How do you correct it? See, I've never heard you shout, Bill. I've never heard you give it
I go for the video camera. That's what I do.
That's sick, man.
No, I'm kidding. I don't have any videos.
We've had a lot of conversations on the air together, and sometimes I've seen you get a bit uneasy. I've seen you get a little bit kind of out of your comfort zone, but I've never heard you correct anyone. I've never heard you really lay down the law. I've never heard you get mad or just scream or anything.
Oh, I'm in charge, pal. Don't make any mistake about that.
When the dog hits the blanket, you're like,
I'm in charge. Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, please stop that.
No, there's not. No. I'm,
really?
Yeah.
Can you pretend that I'm your dog? Start humping something. You,
yeah,
what, you pretend.
Come on, let's
give me
role play.
Just
here.
Give me your leg real quick, and then you can command me. Well, I'm just, there are no blankets. So I'm just going to go for the comment.
No, let's just say I'm in charge, and there's no doubt about that.
Okay. Wow, good for you. Congratulations. What did you name your dog, or did the dog come with a name?
He was pre-named when I picked him up. His name is Odie. O-D-I-E.
Odie? Like Garfield's Odie?
That's what they said.
Nice. Yeah. That's cute, man.
I thought about changing it, but I thought, nah.
It's been a year with the name, man. You can't do that.
Why not?
Because it's a name. It's a dog. You know, dogs have feelings. You know?
Well, you're a big fan of Aaron Bodie. You could just call him Bodie.
There you go. Wow, what's wrong with that?
What does that have to
do? I don't know. It'd be easy because then he'd still hear the same sound.
Bodie. Yeah, but then you'd be giving a guy, dog, a girl name. Yeah. You can't
Aaron,
do that.
Aaron will never talk to me again if I finds out I named a dog after her.
Especially a male dog at that.
Right.
That's going to really shut it down.
It's the perfect name for him. He's a good dog.
Okay, great. You going to get a cat too?
Nope.
Good. Very good.
No.
You know, cats have the eyes of snakes. You ever really stared at them before? I mean, this might not really help my chance with Purina, but I've said this before, that when you look at a snake's eyes, look at a cat's eyes, the only difference is fur. That's it. It's a little bit creepy for me, so avoid the cats, man.
Yeah, no, all right. No cats.
I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look at
what movies are coming out this
week? Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I apologize for going off on a tangent there. I really like Bill, and I mean, the second I knew there'd be a chance to hump him, I figured I'd just go for it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
As far as the films opening up this weekend, an option or two might be Piranha 3 Double D.
No, Joe!
Thank you.
Is that good?
No. Get a little bit angrier, Bill. So there's a movie called Piranha 3 Double D. This is a sequel to the last Piranha 3D movie. Of course, you guys are probably figuring out why they call it Piranha 3 Double D, right? You get that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 3D movie. There's a lot of boobies.
Okay? Nice.
3D movie, lots of boobies, and a whole lot of extreme gore and violence. It is a very funny movie. It is not a scary movie. It is not meant to make you freak out. It's not meant to keep you out of the water. They figured out, wow, we can make the cheesiest horror movie of all time.
Jeez.
Yes. Yeah. And we can really just make it goofy and goof on the idea of it. And therefore, in a twisted way, it does work if you're going into the movie for a laugh. This is a movie that you'll see a bunch of kids, late teens, early 20s, showing up at a movie theater and just goofing on it, having a great time. It's a laugh fest, but it is not to be taken seriously. It's worse than stuff that you would catch on like the Sci-Fi Network when they got monster octopus fighting the shark T-Rex hybrid or something. It's just, it is exactly like that. It's really cheesy. A lot of big name cameos. In the end, it is not really worth your dime, but if it's, you know, like a group thing, you just want to go and goof, fine. Snow White and the Huntsman is the other film opening up at a theater near you. I don't know if it's, I don't want to seem like I'm the kind of guy that's like just labeling people or anything, but Kristen Stewart, I don't think has the ability to act at all. I think sometimes lightning does strike, Bill. You ever notice that? Sometimes lightning strikes, but you ever heard this expression that it doesn't strike twice? You ever heard that?
No, I've never heard that.
Lightning
before.
Does not strike twice in the same place?
I've never heard that before.
Really? You might want to look it up.
Of course I've heard that.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah. Jeez, give me your leg. What I'm trying to tell you is that Kristen Stewart had lightning strike when she did the Runaways movie, where she was with Dakota Fanning, she was playing Joan Jett. Lightning struck at that exact moment. Since then and before then, she's always playing the same person who looks like she's stoned out of her mind, doesn't know how to smile, and is always just whining and complaining the entire time.
I picture that's what she's like in real life.
That's why I really don't think she's a great actress. Yeah. I think she just shows up, she's like, what? I gotta do... I don't want to see this. I just want to marry Edward. Okay, so Kristen Stewart is Snow White. All right, only redeeming quality to this Snow White and the Huntsman movie is that if you're a girl and you're looking for eye candy, you, of course, have Chris Hemsworth, who is Thor, and he's got his big, giant, bulging arms just right there in front of you. And you have, for the guys, Charlize Theron as the evil queen. Who's extremely evil, wicked, and, you know, just to the nines. So if that's your fancy, great. The only bummer is you have to deal with Kristen Stewart, and you're just kind of walking through her role like she doesn't really care. Oh, my God. Look, I'm not saying that I would ever want to, you know, inflict bodily harm on a woman. I just never would. But she just needs someone to just kind of shake her or just like, you know what? I would get a sex change operation for one day just to slap her in the face and say, would you just stop? Would you just act? You're an actress. Just do your job, man. Just, you know, inflict something. But it's never going to happen. And just don't put that back on me, Bill, that I'd get a sex change operation for one day. I would for if I could have a reverse.
It'll never be mentioned again.
Too late.
Sure.
A 24-hour sex change run. What if they could do that? Like a clinic. You just show up and they do the little thing for 24 hours. You can just, you know, roll in another area and then jump on back.
Only you would contemplate that.
Thank
really.
You. All right, so you've got Snow White and the Huntsman. It is rated PG-13. There is a lot of little scary moments. The only thing that outside of, you know, Thor and outside of Charlize Theron, the only thing that you would really enjoy is all the dwarves. The dwarves do show up. You do remember Snow White had 7 dwarf friends.
Yeah. Can you name them all?
Was one of them Lumpy?
No. Lumpy.
No, what? Lumpy.
Yes,
dwarf.
Lumpy.
What about Humpy? Was he one of them?
Yeah,
no. Okay.
Yeah, Dopey.
Oh, my gosh.
Doc.
No,
that's all I got.
Sleepy.
Sleepy. Sneezy.
Happy Bashful.
Happy Bashful. Grumpy.
Well, that's 7.
And
then,
we got them all?
Good job. So a lot of the dwarves are played by very famous English actors and comedians, so it's really well worth it to just wait for that moment. Not all of them are comedians, though. I mean, some of them are just straight up, like, you know, just real cool dudes, man. I can't remember the name of them right
are
now.
Are they small people?
They're depicted smaller than they are. Kind of like that Lord of the Rings effect.
Okay.
Yeah. But it does, like Nick Frost, for example. He is one of the dwarves. You know who Nick Frost is? Shaun of the Dead, Friends. He was basically played Ed in Shaun of the Dead. So, I mean, it's kind of funny to see people that you'll recognize in the dwarf roles. Other than that, it's a very heavy-handed film. It doesn't feel like you're watching an adaptation of a fairy tale. It's more just like any dime a dozen throwaway movie where you've got, you know, really pale Kristen Stewart, who might as well be walking around with Converse on in the period piece. It's just so stupid. So, not a big fan, but it doesn't matter, guys, because you know what? We're a week away from one thing. You know what we're a week away from? Prometheus.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, man.
I don't know
Prometheus.
A lot about this, but I've heard a lot of buzz, though.
Oh, I cannot wait. And I'll tell you what,
now,
man,
what's the
mainly from
background?
Joe.
Or?
Mainly from
Isn't
Joe.
Isn't it
kind
of like
a... It is kind of a prequel to the movie Alien.
Yeah.
It takes place, I believe, about 38 years prior to the Nostromo with Sigourney Weaver touching down on that one planet. So we basically find out why there was a distress signal sent out at the beginning of the first Alien movie, and... there's not one negative thing being in a leak.
Is Charlize in that, too?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
So we get a double dose of Charlize. Right. Then we can double fist Charlize Theron on 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I was just going with the drinks.
Well, do you want another show ever?
I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I'd love to have a talk show again. I heard about the show called Hypnotize, which was great. But, Tina, I'll follow your advice.
Okay.
All right, moving forward. hey, you know what? Guys, we should put together like a midnight show. I mean, the midnight show is Prometheus next week, man. We should all be buddies and go do a midnight show together.
I'm in.
Thank you, Bill, for not responding at all.
All right.
So if you want to see a concert, here are a few options for you might want to take advantage of. Tonight, the Well Hungarians are playing at Baldwin Days from 7 till 11. There's a lot of cool games, carnival rides, and fireworks for the whole family. We've also got the Root Diggers over at Plush. We've got Margot and the Nuclear So-Sos at the Firebird.
I like that.
Red Squad at the Heavy Anchor. 2720 Cherokee has Otis Heat. Jamborilla is at Fast Eddie's. And over at Turner's on Main Street, you got Black Dog. Whiskey War Mountain Rebellion playing at the Jefferson Warehouse. Best band name for Friday night. Best band name for tonight. At Lemons, the Jedi 90s. That is awesome. Okay? Because it was Jedi Knights, Bill.
Right? I got it. I'm on it.
Okay, fine.
I host a trivia show, for God's sakes.
You do? I didn't know that came. I didn't know you'd started that.
What? Well, we had a practice one last week.
Had a meeting.
So the first show is
the
this
first
weekend.
One is to tomorrow night, yes.
That's
what I said.
Saturday, we've got Deer Grinder over. Oh, I'm sorry. Dice Grinder.
I like Deer Grinder better.
Like it matters. But yeah, Dice Grinder at Crack Fox. The Foo Bar is where you can get the bunny and the bear. Lighthouse is on stage at Cicero's tomorrow. Reverend Whiskey Roland and the Buster Hyman Band will be playing at Lemons. Kim Massey, by the way, it's a name. Buster is the guy's name, by the
right.
way.
Right.
Oh.
Kim Massey is going to be at Plush on on Saturday. Henry's Humans doing an awesome doubleheader, 2 to 5 at Johnny's Place tomorrow in Old Town Eureka. And then from 9 p.m. all the way to 1 a.m. at the 61 Roadhouse in Webster Groves. We've also got, if you want a good laugh this weekend, Ward Anderson will be over at Comedy Etc. in Fairview Heights, Illinois. How do you feel about guys beating the just holy hell out of each other with very little clothing, a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of tears.
I do not like that at all. That makes me very uncomfortable. No, thanks. That MMA stuff.
There we go. There's a lot of people out there with their tap-out t-shirts getting pretty stoked. The tap-out t-shirts that run two sizes too small. Friday, that's tonight, Lumiere Theater, the MMA Shamrock Fighting Championships goes down at 8 p.m. To get in, you'll need either $40, $60, $125, or the discounted price, $175 a ticket.
Discounted is $175?
Wow. This is my attempt at sarcasm to say $175 to wear your tap out t-shirt two sizes too small.
Man,
I'm never gonna have a career in radio.
Do you watch those?
I have seen with some friends a few MMA fights, and it is very extreme. And I mean extreme.
It can
in
be
all
entertaining,
senses.
But yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
Well, these guys get all hardcore into it, and then it gets to the point where you're waiting for somebody to tap out. You're waiting for them to say I give up, and it's at that moment where you realize that even the Kama Sutra doesn't have any positions like you're seeing when you see these guys on the mat doing what they're doing.
They spend a lot of time on the ground together.
A lot of time on the ground, and when they're waiting for the moment of submission, it is very extreme. And I just can't help but think, are you serious, man? Give me a boxing match. Give me the art of a boxing match where people were kind of doing their thing. Remember, Bill, we're supposed to have a boxing match later this fall, right?
Yeah. I'm waiting for that.
Hey, I bought my trunks and everything, man. I mean, I've been watching the Rocky movies. I've been, listening to the soundtrack. I'm ready to go.
Yo, Adrian.
There we go, man.
I'm busy with a dog now. I won't have time to do that. I'm sorry.
Did you hear Sylvester Stallone is doing a movie with Robert De Niro? Yeah, The Grudge Match. It's a boxing film. Robert De Niro and Stallone doing a boxing film together.
Hey.
I don't know. It could be the Fourth War film of the Apocalypse. And last but not least, I know you hate to see it go, Bill. I can tell. I know. That's fun. This has been our most electrifying segment ever together, my friend. All right, if you are a fan of Cinderella, we were talking about fairy tales and whatnot, you have never seen Cinderella until you've seen it done by the Missouri Ballet Theater. I'm not kidding, Bill. I know you dig ballet. You can take your dog to this event, maybe. You've got Cinderella at Washington University's Edison Theater happening tonight through the 3rd. This is the only weekend you can go and see the Missouri Ballet Theater perform Cinderella as a ballet, and it's got a lot of really good reviews to it, man. $20 to $38 will get you in. A lot of good stuff. Everything you know from Cinderella is there, plus a little bit of artistic freedom in the ballet world. So, Cinderella, Missouri Ballet Theater, Edison Theater, this weekend, tonight, all the way through Sunday. That's just a little something to keep your culture up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, did you say that Lighthouse was playing at Cicero's?
Lighthouses.
Yes,
okay. Lighthouses. Right. There's definitely an S at the end. I don't want anybody to think I'm doing any false advertising.
Okay.
All right, so that will do it for me. You guys have an excellent weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Bill, I think you're amazing.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm going to bring a blanket next week Friday, so I'm saying. All right. You guys take care. Talk to you later. This is Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right. I will not be here next Friday. Just want to throw that out there.
You won't?
Shut up, Dan. Thank you, Joe. Joe is brought to you by Oric. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Of course, online at oric.com.
Where will you be?
I think he's
you're being funny?
You're waiting until Joe leaves.
That was fun.
Okay, he's almost out the door. All right, fine.
Okay.
Well, it would have been funny if you guys stopped asking questions. All right. You done?
Done.
That didn't seem funny.
No, but, there are speakers on out in the hallway, so Joe just left.
He's going to hear it right about now.
Yeah.
On delay. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. How's it going out there, Tim?
Oh, Tina, we just took off, and I am looking at a parking lot here on westbound 5570 from Exchange up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And once again, this is all due to Highway 40 being shut down from the Poplar Street Bridge through 21st Street. So if you're anywhere on 255 or 5570 and that, and you're heading into downtown, you may want to think about taking a different route, like the JB Bridge, or getting an alternate, anything to avoid this mess here. Get over to Route 3 and try to get onto the Eads Bridge, anything to avoid this mess downtown here. Now looking at eastbound 40, that's jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looking good on westbound 70 as you leave downtown. You are a little bit slow past the airport. And southbound 270, that's slow from 40 to Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. End the day on a high note with a strawberry poppy seed and chicken salad from St. Louis Bread Company. It's topped with strawberries, blueberries, pineapple, and tender chicken drizzled with poppy seed dressing. Try one today at St. Louis Bread Company. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and we start Monday night at 9 p.m. Join me for the broadcast brought to you by Enter the Name of Your Business Here. Yes, you can buy some advertising. Call the station during the day. We'd love to hear from you. Monday night, 9 p.m., put it on the calendar on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's John Carney. Weeknights from 9 till midnight, beginning this Monday on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the biggest golf equipment event in St. Louis. Demo Days is back and bigger than ever at Golf Discount of St. Louis this Friday through Sunday at Mid Rivers Golf Links in St. Peter's. Hey golfers, Mike Kelly here. See all the top companies, demo the latest golf equipment, and meet the folks from Callaway, TaylorMade, Cleveland, Adams, Titleist, Ping, Mizuno, and more with free club fittings to find your game and take it to the next level. Trade-ins are always welcome. Golf Discount gives the best trade values in town for your old clubs. Register to win a full set of custom fitted Cobra golf clubs and pick up some great bargains under the big top tent with balls, bags, shoes, gloves, and apparel including Nike, Puma, and FootJoy, all on sale and drastically reduced for this special event. The largest golf demo days in the Midwest is this weekend only at Golf Discount of St. Louis, located at Mid Rivers Golf Links in St. Peter's. Golf Discount of St. Louis, locally owned, the lowest prices in town with the best service. Why go anywhere else? Online at golfdiscountstl.com.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the charming community known as Old Webster in Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of Old Webster, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
Located in the heart of Webster Groves is the Hub Bicycle Company. Shopping at the Hub means finding everything you need for cycling in one place, including great service. The Hub offers technical and practical expertise on every aspect of cycling, from comfort bikes to tandems. Most importantly, the Hub specializes in exceptional customer satisfaction. The recently expanded and remodeled Hub is located at 40 West Lockwood in Webster Groves. For more, go to thehubicyclecompany.com.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They are just steps away from your car in Old Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagined in Old Webster. Go to shopoldwebster.com.
If you own a car, you know it's not a matter of if it will break down. It's really a matter of when. You also know when it does break down, your mechanic will love handing you a bill for thousands. So what if I said there's no need to worry about paying for expensive covered car repairs again? What if I said we'll pay them for you? We're Auto Assure, and we'll provide guaranteed protection for any covered repair. You can keep your mechanic or dealer. We'll pay them directly. For free money-saving information, call now, 1-800-400-9056. Depending on the coverage you choose, if your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay for any covered repair. Not for a transmission, onboard computer, suspension system, or anything else. You know your car will set you back with huge repair bills sooner or later. Act now and let Auto Assure pay them for you. For free information that could save you thousands, call 1-800-400-9056. 1-800-400-9056.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Guys, why is it important to increase your testosterone levels? Because testosterone is what makes a man a man. It's no secret as we age, our testosterone levels decline. So if you're a man and are experiencing any of the following symptoms, you qualify for a risk-free trial of Bravado. But first, you have to answer yes to one of the following. Are you concerned about your sex drive? Do you worry about your strength and libido? What about stamina and endurance? Well, if you want to promote your libido, muscle mass, and increase your testosterone levels, we're going to give you a risk-free trial of Bravado. Just call this toll-free number and claim yours. 1-800-500-4151. We guarantee once you try Bravado, you won't believe the difference. That's why we'll let you try it risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of this breakthrough supplement and increase your testosterone levels naturally. Call 1-800-500-4151. That's 1-800-500-4151. 1-800-500-4151.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
If you're listening, whoa. Sing it back, whoa.
All right, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS, large morning show in the afternoon. Going to talk to John Lonoff about something here in just a moment. First, a quick traffic bulletin. Tina Dalpiez standing by with the details. Tina, what do you got?
This is from our crack traffic reporter, Tim Weiland. He says northbound 55 right now is closed north of Arsenal. That's due to a bad crash. That's northbound 55 north of Arsenal. Avoid it. Bad crash. The highway is closed.
Oh, man. Downtown there. It's a mess. 40's closed there. And then...
Yeah, I think that's trying to come southbound, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, man.
Because 40 is closed?
Yeah. Okay. What a mess.
Thank you, Tina.
You're welcome.
And now let's talk to John Lonoff. John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. So Dan told me you have some information you'd like to share with all of us and our listeners about a benefit. There's some stuff going on?
Yep, for Officer Mike Vernon, who was shot in the line of duty. One of Forreston's finest, just an unbelievable young man, just 33 years of age. Breaking up a burglary, and apparently the burglar, this jerk, was arrested not too a while back and sentenced to 7 years, but somebody let him out early, and so then he shoots, you know, a police officer. So Joe's Pub, one of the fine eateries and place to hang out in Florissant, 490 St. Francis Street, 490 St. Francis Street. It's just not even two blocks off of Florissant Road. So if you're heading from 270 north on Florissant Road, then you would take a left heading west on St. Francis. And I'm sure just look for the cars and you'll see Joe's Pub just a couple of blocks down, you know, on the south side of St. Francis Street. And the phone number there, in case you want it, is 314-921-6865.
Do they have a website?
I don't know that, Tina.
Okay.
I just know the event originally was going to go from 2 to 8. Now it's 2 to 10. A huge response, of course, for Officer Vernon.
What day?
It's Saturday. Saturday. Jeez.
Tomorrow.
Sorry, it's tomorrow. Tomorrow from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m., Joe's Pub. 490 St. Francis Street. Again, the benefit for Officer Mike Vernon, and there'll be unbelievable auction items. The Blues have stepped up, the Rams, One thing, man, you know, anytime you call one of our sports teams to donate stuff for especially our law enforcement, our police officers, they always step up. And so we need the community to rally around and also start letting the bad people out there know, man, you just don't shoot people, don't shoot cops. It's not, it just doesn't make any sense.
Don't screw with us.
Don't mess around, no.
That's right. All right.
Don't mess around with any police officer, but especially don't mess around with them in Florissant because, hey, we'll find you.
Yeah,
right?
All right.
Great benefit, so thanks for letting me get it out there, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, John.
All right. Thanks, John. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend.
See you.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Tina was mentioning, too, earlier that some scumbags have been calling people around saying that they're with the Florissant Police Department. And they're
trying to take donations.
Yeah, they're taking donations.
And the police department said the police department will not ever solicit money from homeowners or individuals. So
they have organizations for that.
That is a lie.
You know what? What one-way ticket to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
if you're calling people and trying to take their credit card information or whatever and you're not a legitimate charity or whatever in a situation like this. So be careful.
All right, 969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Back to the phones, Louise is right here. Hello, Louise.
Hi there, how are you?
How are you, ma'am?
All right, I just wanted to say the man that called about waiting in line for the
funeral.
Oh, was that last hour? That was last hour we had a guy call in and said he was upset that he had to wait through funeral processions, yes.
May I say something? Every day, I don't really deserve it, but every day I try to find something to be thankful for. And today I am so thankful I'm not his mother.
There you go.
And if you try the pet stores, they have the new Thunder shirt that helps the dogs when they get excited with the storms.
A Thunder shirt, you say?
Yes, I think that's what they call them.
Oh,
the pet stores will help you with it.
All right.
Okay.
We'll check it out. Thank you, Louise.
And if you have a little dog that's doing those things, if you just say the one word they get used to, just know.
Yeah.
And that let it be then. Just let them know the one word, know. And then when they do cooperate with you when you say it, then just say good dog, and that way they will gradually learn.
All right. That's some good advice.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Louise.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Every time that she must be the sweetest lady on the planet. Isn't
she's thankful she's not Bob's mom.
Yes. Is that his name, Bob?
I think so.
There's Dave. Dave, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing this afternoon, sir?
Real well. Thanks.
Oh, well, you know what you guys start doing here? But, on Fridays when Frank's not there, you guys ought to go off the golf course with him and do your show from the golf course.
With Frank.
Do the show with Frank.
Wow. Dave thinks Frank's at the golf course.
He's on assignment. You know what, though? Nobody's ever said where he's doing this assignment.
No. Yeah.
Maybe it is at a golf course.
He could be checking out the greens.
Yeah, he could be. You make a very valid point, Dave. I don't play golf, but I'd still go out there.
I'm with you.
I'd go tool around in the little
tool.
Yeah.
Toodaloo.
All right, Dave. Good advice. Thank you.
All right, well, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Oops, sorry. Jim, how you doing?
Doing good.
Good. What can we do for you?
Oh, I couldn't resist a comment for that poor fellow that sounded like he might work himself up into a tizzy to be in the funeral procession. But Bob, I guess was his name?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, actually, it just bugged me a bit, I guess, when he called in and went into all that, you know. We live in such a fast-paced world, it's a shame that we can't take a little time for something like that, you know?
Just to show a little respect?
Yeah, you know, I'm in the construction business, and nothing's more fast-paced. Time is money.
Yeah.
But, I tell you what, if you've ever been in the shiny black car and you've been in a procession, like Tina mentioned, Southern Illinois and you know, more rural areas, when people just pull over and let you go past, it really makes you feel kind of good, you know, the respect that you're shown.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and he said he was a courier, and I think anybody would understand if you're a little late with their delivery, if you had to wait for a funeral. So,
yeah, I don't think anyone's going to get that upset about that. If they do, well, then they're going to end up there one day. So.
And you know what? He's driving all over the area. I'm sure he's got hung up by a train or two.
Yeah, and it's not like he's...
That's a lot longer than a funeral procession.
No, right.
Yeah, it's not like he's probably delivering pizzas or something where they have to be there in 15 minutes. I mean, I'm sure a little extra time's not going to hurt anybody. So, all right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Jim.
You bet.
Have a good weekend. See you. Yeah, I'm fortunate so far in my life. I've really only had to be in one funeral, and that was my uncle, my dad's brother. And I remember sitting in that car and you know, my dad and my brother, and we were, you know, driving through with, and with the procession. Not a very big, you know, there were maybe 7 or 8, 10 cars.
On those
dad.
Limos that they
uh-huh.
had?
And he's right. It was very nice. I mean, on a day like that where you're sort of somber and it's just sort of a sad thing, and when you're driving through town and you see people pulling over and stopping, and it means a lot. It does mean something to somebody. And as he mentioned, we will all be in that car at some point or another.
Mm-hmm. And he's right, though. In the South especially, the people, when they see it, they will pull over to the side of the road. Even the oncoming traffic will pull over while the procession goes by. Yeah. That is kind of cool.
Andy Griffith, 86 years old. Celebrating a birthday. Andy's had a pretty interesting life. Born June 1st, 1926. He is a... now, did you know he's a Grammy Award-winning Southern gospel singer? Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
About Andy Griffith? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Gained prominence in the starting role as the director of... what was the film? A Face in the Crowd, 1957. One of his first jobs.
Does it say anything about No Time for Sergeants on there? That is one of my favorite movies. I think that was one of his first movies, too.
His first career ambition was to be an opera singer. Later, he wanted to become a preacher. That's kind of an interesting...
He's got that draw
for it. It's funny,
yeah.
A lot of actors, when you find out that they wanted to go into preaching, or they wanted to be a minister at some point in their career. His first big television debut was on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1954. Yeah, here we go. No Time for Sergeants. Yeah, that's one of his listings on his credits. Matlock, one of his big shows. They still air that, don't they? Don't they still Matlock, like every channel, every couple
you
hours?
Know?
You can.
Tim Weiland loves Matlock.
Does he?
Oh, yeah.
Are you being serious?
I think, yeah, he loves that, and he loves Heat of the Night.
Heat
that
of the Night. Oh, that's
show.
Right.
Heat of the Night with Carol O'Connor.
I forgot about Heat of the Night. Holy cow. In 1983... He was suddenly stricken with the, I believe it's called the Guillain-Barré syndrome?
Yeah. Guillain.
Yeah. A crippling muscular disease left him partially paralyzed for 3 months. He had rehabilitation for 6 months and then was able to return to acting. And pretty. Now, I've always heard, and again, I've never met him, so I can't really say, but I've always heard he's kind of a difficult guy. Like I haven't heard a lot of great things. Like, what, Andy Griffith, nicest guy in the world. Yeah. I've never heard anybody say anything really.
It's like he could be a little bit curmudgeon.
Yeah.
I wonder if he ever hung out with Don Knotts, kind of like friendly.
Yeah, you wonder if they ever really got along.
I think they did. I think they did because Don Knotts
was on some episodes of
Matlock. He was on Matlock. I think they got along pretty well. I heard that, what was her name, Frances Bouvier or whatever, Aunt B was a real biatch.
No kidding.
I heard that she was funny. Yeah, Aunt Biatch was a real, really difficult to work with.
That's really funny because my gosh, on camera.
Character.
You would think, oh, she's the
sweet old Aunt B.
Whatever. Nope, not so much. And he was on a music video, for people who listen to country music, he was in a music video with Brad Paisley. There was a song called Waiting on a Woman, and he did a deal with Brad Paisley, and the whole song is about, you know, how guys are always waiting on women.
What?
And I know, crazy, right? And so you see Andy Griffith there at the big outdoor shopping mall, and Brad Paisley being the younger guy is waiting on his girlfriend, and Andy Griffith is still waiting on his wife after all these years. He's sitting right there at the park bench waiting on his wife to finish shopping. So Andy Griffith, happy birthday, 86 years old. What are we gonna do? Break? We take some calls.
Yeah, we can break and then we'll take a couple calls.
All right. Okay. Well, Bill had something for you about Andy Griffith.
Oh, okay.
About
that disease. Talk to Bill real quick before we break. Bill, how you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Real well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I was just going to mention to you that disorder you're talking about is actually pronounced Guillain-Barré.
Guillain-Barré, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one. I had a friend with it in high school. It's usually followed like a respiratory infection, and you'll just wake up paralyzed.
Oh.
Yeah, it's, I had a friend with that. It's kind of like multiple sclerosis, but it hits the peripheral nervous system, not the central nervous system.
And from what I'm reading here, it just comes on, bam, like that, it sounds like.
Yeah, it actually does what they call, it's a demyelinating disease. It rips myelin off the peripheral nerve axons. And so, you've got this cold, and 3 weeks later, you wake up paralyzed. And most of the time, it goes away. Every now and then, it's permanent, which would be a total drag.
Oh man.
Anyway, so... there you go.
Right. But anyway.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, we'll break. We'll come back, take some more calls. 969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. It's the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic. Sounds like it's pretty bad out there, Tim.
Yeah, it really is a mess out here, Tina. First of all, that accident northbound 55 north of Arsenal, now only two right lanes are getting through, so traffic is still backed up to approaching 3200 South Broadway. That's also causing the onlookers on southbound 55 to slow from 7th Street through Arsenal. Got an accident on northbound 170 just before Delmar that had a lane blocked, and you're backed up approaching Forest Park Parkway. Southbound 170 drivers, you're slow from south of Page down to Delmar. Looking at westbound 70, you've got a stop-and-go pocket between the Blanchard Bridge and just before Zumbel. That's because there is an accident blocking the left lane there. Get past Zumbel, then you've got some slow to stop-and-go pockets all the way out through T.R. Hughes. Also, downtown eastbound 40, that thinned out real quick. There's not much going on, but westbound 5570 from Illinois, you are slow from extinct to slow. I'm not going to say that. You're doing the crawl from the merge, 64 merge, to the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's all due to Highway 40 westbound being shut down from the Poplar Street Bridge to 21st Street. You can only get off at 70 westbound Memorial, or you have to take southbound 55. This traffic report is brought to you by Starbucks. Visit Starbucks Wednesday through Sunday and get a complimentary tall drink with the purchase of Starbucks via iced coffee. Lightly sweetened and made with 100% natural roasted Arabica beans. Perfect for a summer day. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Want to vent about some really rude behavior you've encountered? Join me. I'm Marie Dubuque for Manners by Marie. Right here on Sundays at 3 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's a goner! Holiday hits a two-run blast.
This is Matt Holiday. The Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend is coming up. The weekend of June 8th, 9th, and 10th, we face the Indians. All kids 15 and under will receive a free ticket to another game this year. Also, there's a fireworks night, Six Flags Day, a family attractions card, and a kids' cooler lunch bag. That's the Ritz Kids kickoff to summer weekend on June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Mr. Holiday touches them all.
Michael Lance Lynn, a 6'5", 250-pounder, making his Major League debut in the first pitch of his career. Steer-right call, fastball right down central.
This young fans, this is pitcher Lance Lynn from your world champion St. Louis Cardinals. On Friday, June 8th, we face the Cleveland Indians. And Peabody Energy is proud to present Fireworks Night at Busch Stadium. Take in the ballgame, and then stay in your seat and enjoy the fireworks. We're going for 12-12. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Lynn has struck out four in a row.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
Guys, talk about the DC Comics.
No, I think that just came out, today or yesterday?
And what was weird is I was thinking about that the other day, which character they're going to choose.
Yeah, because they mentioned that one of them, DC Comics Green Lantern, is gay.
Mm-hmm.
Came out.
Yeah.
The comic book character came out of the closet.
He's gay?
The original Green Lantern, a DC Comics mainstay for the past 70
years.
So
who was it that Ryan Reynolds played?
I don't know.
He was a superhero. He played a superhero. You guys don't remember?
There's Green Lantern and Green Hornet. I know.
He was the Green Hornet.
What's his name played the other one? Seth Rogen played one, two.
Well, he will be revealed to be a gay man in next week's issue of Earth 2.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to get married, I hear, too.
Alan Scott, formerly a married father of two, who first appeared in 1940, tips readers off to his sexuality early on in the comic when he gives his boyfriend a welcome home kiss. Isn't that beautiful?
Why do they have to do that?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just going to ask the same thing.
I don't know. He's very much the character he was. He's still the pinnacle of bravery and idealism. He's also gay. Earth 2 writer James Robinson told the Post.
Yeah, why can't he just be a superhero and just leave it at that?
I know. Why do we have to know if he has a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
I don't know. Maybe the world and get over it.
Tina, you're supposed to stay on the. You're supposed to stay on the microphone.
Away from the microphone, honey.
You keep going bad.
I know. I was
and
doing
go,
push-ups.
Oh, the world
and the world. For those that didn't hear, in the words of Tina Dalpiez, "Save the world and get over it." That's,
no, she said, "Save the world."
Yeah. Well, today's her first day.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
You'll get used to these microphones. Yeah.
Touchy mic. They're not touchy mics.
Just have to talk into them.
The Green Lantern. That comic book world, man, there are people who love the comic books and collect them, and then don't open them. You can't open them, I guess, if they're worth more money if you don't touch them.
Yeah.
And no thanks. But, hey, good if you enjoy it, whatever. Kathy, how you doing? We got about a minute. What can we do for you?
Hi. I wanted to let know whoever likes Matlock, he's on all weekend on the Hallmark Movie Channel.
Oh, there you go, Tim. Tim Weiland, he's listening, too.
That's a full week in the partying right there.
Oh, man. Matlock. Matlock party. Get out the Metamucil and kick back. Man.
Yeah, I check every weekend to see what I want to tape on the weekend, and I saw that last night when I was flipping through it.
And did you tape it? Come on. Come on, Kathy.
Yeah, a couple of them.
There you go. There
Hopefully you get the ones with Don Knotts in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy. I hope they're good episodes.
All righty. Well, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.
See
you
later.
Bye-bye.
My goodness, Matlock. Was that the 80s when that was on, or was that the later?
I don't know.
90s. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh,
and
come
then
on.
There was
you guys
Barnaby
know.
Jones.
I saw
too.
It. I remember watching it, but I don't remember when it was.
All right. It is 5 o'clock right now at the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From 80.